This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Public Schools are starting the year remotely after pressure from teachers and parents who fear in-person instruction is too risky during the coronavirus crisis. But many parents who want their kids in the classroom this fall are taking a look at private schools. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-McGigad has more.
Becky Sinclair is a former CPS teacher and now a former CPS parent.
We are pulling my daughter out of CPS just so that she can continue to get really consistent, high-quality instruction that I know we can rely on.
Her daughter, a first grader, was enrolled at Newfield Elementary School on the north side. Sinclair likes the school, but while the pandemic goes on, she's moving her to a smaller school that's offering in-person instruction.
This is just uncharted territory for everybody. There are so many questions about CPS's plan.
The district's final remote learning plan, which was released last week, expects most students to be in front of a computer and participate in learning activities at least 6 hours a day. This plan has been criticized by teachers. They say there aren't enough resources to get the job done right. Sinclair feels more comfortable with her daughter at Redwood Day, a school for students with learning differences on the north side. Sinclair co-founded it 3 years ago.
It's a small independent school. We serve up to 30 students. We guarantee a 5-to-1 student-to-teacher ratio.
Sinclair has seen an increase in CPS parents inquiring about her school. That's the case for many other private schools across the city. Megan Stanton Anderson heads DePaul College Prep. She says in previous years,
we would see 25 applicants or so, transfer applicants.
But this year,
we have seen closer to or just over 50 applications for transfers. And I'd say 20 of those have come in just the last month.
When parents are uncertain about CPS, Stanton Anderson says they often reach out.
I do believe CPS's announcement of how they were approaching instruction this fall has had an impact on people's thoughts on what they are looking for in schooling.
Right now, there are parents looking for some in-person instruction, and her Catholic school is offering 2 days in the classroom and 3 days online. Unlike many Archdiocese of Chicago schools, DePaul College Prep has a lot more autonomy and resources. It recently moved to a bigger campus.
This is a state-of-the-art building, which we have done many upgrades to, including a brand new dining hall, 4 new science lab spaces.
Not all Catholic schools have that. The Archdiocese has been highly criticized by teachers for forcing them to go back to school for in-person instruction this fall in classrooms where children are not keeping the recommended 6 feet distance. In other private schools, administrators have also noticed an increase in emails and calls from parents. Maddie Dadras heads South Loop Montessori School.
The questions that first come up are, you know, please describe what your school is doing to help protect my child and my family and the community.
The school has about 160 children and lots of space, including some outdoors. Montessori schools are known for personalized learning. Now more than ever, parents are attracted to that. Dadra says no one at the school, which has been open during the summer, has tested positive so far. They have strict safety and sanitation measures and...
So every Thursday we do COVID testing for all of our staff members.
While many private or independent schools have seen increased interest from CPS parents, not all that translates to new enrollment. Many parents can't afford high tuition rates, in some cases $30,000 a year or more. Despite their appeal, some private schools are struggling to sustain their operations, while others are in a position to thrive. Sinclair, the parent who co-founded the small school, says there is one thing in common among all schools.
It's not an easy situation for any educators out there, and I do believe that all educators are doing what they can with the resources that they have in this uncertain time.
She says the challenge for all school administrators working to stay in business is to keep students safe while also giving them quality education. Adriana Cardona-McGigad, WBEZ News.